Well, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
How old are you now? 18?
Yep, that'll do. I'll take it.
Can you tell, how old are you actually?
43.
What? Oh my God. Yeah. See, that makes us even worse. I'm 41, Dave's 48, and you look younger than both of us put together.
Oh,
obviously.
That's nice. I'll take it.
It must be the hard rocking. That's what it is.
Yeah, mate. We are hardcore. Oh, boys in my band.
Mate, it's been so busy for you. I mean, you've been here at Mackay in the last few weeks for a big event at the showground. Savannah in the Round looks like it's going to be a massive lineup as well this year.
It is, yeah. And it's just great to be out doing some shows. You know, you just never know what's around the corner and when we're going to go into another bloody lockdown. So we're just stoked to be out playing. You know, it's great.
Is that why you're taking absolutely everything that comes your way at the moment?
Yeah, mate, including one of the most random gigs I've ever done. I won't tell you the long story, but we played at this place called the Squealing Pig Farm about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And my goodness, it was like a scene out of Mad Max, like in the middle of nowhere. It was. We even got a full can of Bundy rum and Coke pegged at the stage, and I nearly welcomed it because I'm like, at least we're out here playing. This is good.
That's exactly right. Is that the same event that our good friend Brooke Schubert was playing at with you?
Yes, right. We did it together. Yeah. It was actually a great night, in all honesty. It was good, but it was very loose, let me tell you.
Well, with a name like that, what is it, the Squealing Pig Farm? It sounds pretty loose.
it was loose. Oh, man. But it was good fun. We had great time.
Look, some of your music that's coming out lately has just been outstanding. Some of your finest work, including the one that we've had just added to the playlist too.
Oh, thank you very much. I was very, very grateful when I got the news that it had been added to, you know, across the board on Triple M. So you guys have been amazing. Very, very thankful.
Are you using a lot of your downtime to write music and to come up with the next best track?
A lot of it. I've been doing a lot of Zoom writes. The last couple of singles I've been writing with two incredible writers over in Nashville, and this latest single I wrote with them as well, and finishing off the album, so that's now done. It's done, so we're looking at hopefully bringing that out early next year if all goes to plan.
All I heard just then is Casey's going to write a song about the Whitsundays. Is that right?
Well, mate, I'm happy to do it. Actually, when I was up there the other week, I had this challenge put to me. I had to find the best mullets in the crowd. It was interesting.
I did see that. I said, you know what? We're not short of a mullet here in Mackay in the Whitsundays, I can tell you, mate. I can tell you.
Yes. And we had the same challenge in Mount Isa as well. I don't know if you want to own that title or not. Is it a good thing? I don't know.
Well, last week on The Breakfast Show, we were looking for the ugliest feet in Mackay in the Whitsundays.
Yeah.
And we found this bloke who had, his granddad had the ugliest feet ever. And we thought, there is no one going to enter this competition, Case. We had 20,000 people enter this competition for the ugliest feet. Ridiculous.
Oh, God. My drummer, he would get a good run, I reckon. The ugliest feet I've ever seen.
It's always the drummer.
Mate,
always.
It's always good catching up with you. I know it's nice and early for you this morning. You've got your coffee into you, but, mate, we're loving the new music here on Triple M, and we can't wait to see you at Savannah in the Round up north there, hey?
Thanks so much, guys.
There you go. Casey Barnes there joining us this morning. And, yeah, happy 43rd birthday makes us look really bloody old compared to you. Heading for our top today, around 25 degrees at J&Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.